Okay, going back to Sister Karima from Saudi, she's asking about the niqab. And what is the niqab? A niqab is derived from the word naqab. And a naqab means a hole. And a niqab is something that a woman wears on her face with holes so that she can see through. So some people say it's like Zorro's mask. Or some like the Ninja Turtles. Whatever they ridicule this beautiful ritual with, it's to them. And it would not harm our deen, alhamdulillah. This is something that is part of our deen. It is mandatory, how this is what I believe, and this is the most authentic opinion of scholars, it is mandatory for a woman to cover her face. And she is permitted to have an opening so that she could see through. But if she can do without that, then that would be great. But if she can't, she has to see the road, she has to look in front of her, then in this case, she is permitted to wear the niqab that only would allow her to see, not this big, because then it would show her color, it would show the size of her eye and eyebrows and how beautiful she is. Maybe she has crooked teeth. Maybe she has a busted nose. So by doing this, she would look the most beautiful woman on earth. No, she has to make it as narrow as possible. This cannot be worn in haram, when you're doing umrah or when you're doing hajj. Because the Prophet ﷺ forbade a woman in the state of ihram to wear the niqab or to wear the gloves. Now, if you go to al-haram wearing the niqab, a lot of the people would tell you, you have to take this off because you're a muhrimah. You're in the state of ihram. But this does not mean you have to uncover your face and show your face, because this is even worse. Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, and a lot of the scholars of Islam say there's no way or nowhere in the Sunnah where the Prophet, ﷺ, peace be upon him, instructs people or women to unveil. On the contrary, there are enormous of evidences proving that the companions of the Prophet, ﷺ, and the mothers of the believers, the wives of the Prophet, ﷺ, used to cover their faces while in the state of ihram. Especially when men come. But when there are no men around, they unveil. So this is the sunnah. So in this case, yes, you do not wear the niqab at all in the state of ihram, but you simply put one layer covering your face, or two layers, depending how transparent that layer is. You can also tie it behind your head, but no holes or no openings to see through.